This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. Colorado lawmakers are debating a bill to ban so-called conversion therapy for youth. The practice claims to change a gay or non-straight person's sexual orientation to heterosexual. The American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says it lacks scientific evidence and can be harmful. Even though the medical community widely discredits it, the Colorado legislature has failed to ban the practice four times already. Democratic Representative Danaya Escar says this time is different. She's one of the bill's sponsors.
We have our first gay governor. We have a Democratic majority in the Senate. We still have a Democratic majority in the House. We have the most diverse General Assembly that we've ever had. I think we all acknowledge and understand why it's time to just let kids be themselves.
For a better understanding of the issue of so-called conversion therapy, I spoke with Sarah Bergamy, a licensed clinical psychologist in Denver. How did we get to the point where it has to be banned at the level of, you know, city councils, state legislatures? I know more than 10 states have banned it in some form. And the debate's happened here in Colorado. So So how do we get to this point where it needs to go through the legislative process?
If we don't ban this on the legislative level, then what we're left with is a grievance-based system, meaning somebody would have to experience this, decide it was not okay, and file a grievance against that therapist. That means by then the damage is already done. It's already been experienced. And, you know, in the case of sexual orientation change efforts, we do have data that shows us that non-affirming interventions and rejection and perception of being rejected on the basis of sexual orientation leads to significantly increased rates of self-harm and suicide risk, especially in young people. It's by far the single most important variable that can distinguish somebody that would attempt suicide from somebody who would not attempt at almost a 2x rate. So it doubles the risk.
I'm wondering if you can tell me if this practice is currently happening in Colorado, if it has happened in the past, and what that looks like.
It's definitely happened in the past. Colorado actually had quite a number of places that very publicly promoted the fact that they were engaging in so-called conversion therapy. At present, I think part of the conundrum and difficulty when people say, well, is it even happening, is, you know, by nature, psychotherapy is an incredibly confidential experience. So it's really difficult to know, unless somebody speaks out, whether or not they have encountered sexual orientation change efforts, unless they disclose that information, because the practitioner legally may not do so, and the person seeking that may or may not choose to do so.
What are you hearing from folks that say this is not something that should be put into legislation? Mm-hmm. Is there pushback coming from specific communities? And is there any pushback coming from medical professionals?
To my knowledge, I haven't run into any pushback from healthcare providers on the whole. So most often what I hear is pushback from people that are saying this shouldn't be banned is actually it's an interesting argument. Most often people have said this impedes on parental rights. And the first time I heard that, I remember being very taken aback because I didn't understand what they were saying. And what I finally understood was they were taking it on face value that somehow sexual orientation change efforts are valid, and if that's the case, then people should have the right to access them. The part that's missing from that argument, of course, is they're not effective and they're harmful. Therefore, the right of a parent is to seek treatment that, one, works, that, two, takes care and doesn't cause harm. You know, I think I align with people that that want to make sure parents' rights are asserted, in that I want to make sure that parents have the right to accurate information and good practice. And that's not what this is.
Dr. Sarah Bergamy, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. No, it's my pleasure.
That was licensed clinical psychologist Sarah Bergamy talking about the legislative effort to ban so-called conversion therapy for youth in Colorado. Kyra Buckley, KUNC.